Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons. I mean, he literally needs bookkeepers.
All right, grab some books. Come with me down this tunnel.
We have to find the owner of the house.
Is it an emergency?
Is that Meesix in there?
How do you know Meesix?
We kind of created him.
What was your book about?
I just listed gross jobs.
Walk with me and tell me about all of your gross jobs.
We just need to get the Meesix.
And you are?
I'm Grandpa Big Dog.
You can't be knowing when it's going to be coming.
The books aren't affecting me whatsoever anymore, and I've achieved measure.
As his hands move up, and it's almost like he's trying to count, but he has mitten hands, so it's like he's counting. One,
just
two,
one,
and then he pops out of existence.
Yeah, okay, Seth, Keth, it's time to go. Meesix is gone.
All right, Grandpa Big Dog, do we gotta clean up anything here?
No, these people won't understand what just happened.
Where did he go?
Back home.
Are you guys going to go back home now?
Yep.
I think your keystring saved the day.
It does more times than you can imagine.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. I play Moot.
And Carla Maxted.
That is me. I play Glim.
And Amy Moore.
That's one of the names I go by, and I play Sullivan Slight.
What other names do you go by, Amy?
Wouldn't you like to know, Tom?
My
yes,
immediate thing I wanted to say was Princess Peach.
Oh,
okay.
That's like immediately what popped into my head, which I have never called you, but I like it.
I consider myself more of a Rosalina, but I Fair. Do like the sentiment in there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Where we go by different names is over on Patreon, because we play different games over there. Different names, different games. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. And when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Brad from Fate of Eason Podcast. Thank you, Brad.
Hey, thanks, Brad.
The Fate of Eason Podcast is very good. You should go check them out, too. And now, fuck it, let's play D&D. We pick up with Moot, Glim, and Sully. You tell me how long after, but you're at not a library.
I think we leave immediately.
Like, I think so, too.
I think Glim tries to say what the situation was, and we're like, And she's like, doesn't matter.
Oh, from the previous scene?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you're at not a library.
Yeah, you said, like, tell me left. How long you...
I mean, is it days later?
Yeah.
How
long?
Day?
Where did we pick this scene up?
We did not get paid for all of our hard work.
Yeah, he just vanished before he paid us.
Dang, mofo.
And everything from the house was probably gone. It was probably just books, so we can't even, like, loot something.
We try to resell them back to not a library, and they're like, read the name!
We're not a library.
So the money we have is whatever we had left from whatever you guys earned. So I don't know how long that gets us.
I did not get a lot of money for listing 100 different dirty jobs.
I think I got 50 gold, so we're probably doing okay for the time being.
I don't know. Those potatoes were very expensive.
You're sitting around a table, and Mon comes over. He's like, so how's, I don't remember his voice, but how's the job hunt going?
Well, frankly, I mean, I don't think we're settling down here very much.
Oh.
Right, shouldn't we find a caravan and getting out of here?
Well, we have to keep going east, right, Glim?
Yeah, we've got to keep going. I mean, if you guys are ready to keep heading towards our destiny, then...
Yeah, I'm not too keen on sticking around doing really fucking weird odd jobs.
Also, and no offense, Mon, because the potatoes were delicious. Sorry, the potatoes were delicious, but the price point here is quite expensive. So we just can't afford to really like stick around here very long. It's more of a luxury accommodation.
I was actually going to bring that up. I talked to some people, did some market research, realized my price point priced us out of most people's budgets. I mean, you three had to take up
Moot
jobs.
Almost killed a man.
Sure, I had to poison him. He wanted me to, but I had to do it.
It was still an extreme circumstance to pay for some potatoes.
Oh, okay. Point made. And he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out and he's counting out. So here's back 6 gold. I've covered your expenses over at definitely an inn and also anything you've eaten here for the remainder, and realized and made appropriate adjustments on these new menus that we've put in. See, look here, Magic Missile Potatoes. We've changed the name even.
Oh, you went with it.
We did. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. It changed the price point here. See, just a couple coppers, not 7 gold for all of the things. More reasonably priced, I think.
Well, I understand. You know, everyone's getting back up on the feet over here, and that includes you, but people's got to eat, friend.
I don't know if you caught this, but I'm new in this business. I mean, Ferret, he's been cooking a long time, and didn't really second guess what I was putting on the menu. But a little guidance is sometimes necessary for business folks such as myself. And I think I've got it. Being that I was so aggressively approached after I gave somebody a bill, and they said they would burn down not a library. For the exorbitant prices that I put on their bill. So that made me second guess and look and see what other restaurants are charging, and it was far less. It's like I'd never been to a restaurant or tavern or inn before. Ever.
Have you?
Wait, were we your first customers?
Among them, yes. That whole first night that you were here was kind of dry run. You know, open it up to
like a soft launch.
Yeah, open it up to a few public. You just happened by. We were going to ask you to leave because it wasn't. But you know, you don't turn away good business and good suggestions, which is what you brought to the table.
Well, it's very kind of you, Mon. To thank you. I'm glad to know we can probably have at least one more meal here.
Of course, of course.
Before we have to go. We can afford one more, you guys.
Shall I bring another round of Magic Missile Potatoes?
I don't know if I can do any more portion, potatoes.
We made the portion sizes smaller.
Well, no, but one more round.
Good.
Maybe we could just do one for the table like last time, even with the smaller portion.
Will do. Coming right up. And he zips back into the kitchen.
Yeah, guys, I think this should be our last night. We should find a caravan heading east, and we should just continue on.
I think so, too. Unless, I mean, seems like it's been, I was going to say successful, but that is not really accurate. I mean, Moot, for you it was. You got
yeah,
that cool
I learned a new thing.
Yes, so that's worth something.
I mean, that wise master Meeseeks really, I mean, he really stepped up for me. Before
really
vanishing
did.
Unexplicably, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm glad.
I'm now twice published almost, kind of. One in a menu and the other one in hopefully what will become a book that I will get some royalties off of.
Yeah, it's been, you're right, this place has been, are you sure you two don't want to stay? It's been very successful for the two of you. Published author, extra good magic user.
But I mean, staying here doesn't get us any closer to, you know, saving the world with you.
We hear you have a destiny.
Any closer to saving the world. I mean, and really, I don't know that El Tyrol did much for me personally, but I'm fulfilled that it fulfilled my friend. So we can stay longer if you want, or I'd be happy to find a caravan and start heading east.
This is probably the longest time I've ever willfully stayed in a place, so I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Mon comes back with the potatoes and he...
with the what?
With the magic missile potatoes.
I think there should still be an exclamation mark. You can't forget your roots, right? Magic missile potatoes!
And he says, okay, so you'll enjoy the potatoes, and then where are you headed next? Where's the next stop in your journey?
Well, we're gonna head east.
Yeah, east is a very large place. Do you have, like, a stopping point?
Well, I mean, an eventual goal, but it's very far away, so I think, you know, we'll probably, and I'm looking at my friends, like, find a caravan and see where that takes us and just keep heading in the right direction and getting stronger as people and as friends as we
right.
keep going.
Yes, good, good. That's
Are there
cool.
any good towns to stop on as we head in our eastward direction?
Oh, fuck, probably. It says, I mean, I know we've talked about it before, but where was your end goal? I mean, I want to send you in the right direction.
Well, we're going to Tamanthor.
Right, yes.
I have a destiny to save the world, and my friends here are part of the destiny as well. I'm sure I've probably mentioned this to you before. So eventually, we're trying to get to the capital, but...
That far east, you could take a couple ways. You could, probably the quickest way is to cut through the Stormhorns, which are a series of mountains, mountain ranges past the Sunset Mountains. The next stop you might want to make is getting you back on the main tradeway, which would be Scornooble, which you could then take the river down and would catch you back onto the road that would get you up and through the Stormhorns, which would take you on the right side of, the Sea of Fallen Stars. You caught that?
I mean, I heard Scornooble. But mostly I just picked up on that because it is, I think we can all agree, objectively a hilarious word.
Oh, yes.
Scornooble? Yeah.
Scornooble.
Yes, it's the next town over. The next one, very next one to the east.
Do they have, like, t-shirts that say, like, Lost My Scruples in Scornooble?
Maybe. Is that a reference that I should understand?
You know, your scruples, your...
Oh.
You know, all the bits and pieces in your mind... Makes your right decisions.
Right. I don't know.
It's okay. I bet
it's kind
when
of
I
a
say
slant,
that there,
Ryan, I think, Sully, I think it's good. I think it's more of your marketing genius is really coming out.
Thanks. I'll market it when I'm over there, see kind of what people think.
Of course. Perfect.
Moot just kind of makes the hand going over the head motion like, nope.
I bid you adieu and wish you best. If you are back through here again, please stop into Not a Library. And I will make sure that all the potatoes that we have that day, potatoes that we have that day are covered for you.
Thanks, Mom.
Well,
that's
thanks,
super
Mara. Kind
nice
to you.
So is it like midday? Was this our lunch stop or our nighttime dinner stop?
You tell me.
I say it lunch stop.
It could be lunch and we can hit the road.
All right.
To Scrimople.
Yeah.
Scrimopoly.
You head out into the streets. What's your game plan here? What are you looking for? What are you doing?
Well, let's go back to that message board because I bet they're like caravan leaving. Need
Seems
guards.
Like a reasonable place to start.
I'm sure we'll find something there.
Yeah, you walk through the streets of El Tyrol and it's during the day now. You've previously primarily been out in the evening. I don't know how many days you've been there entirely, but It's quite busy. People are about doing business. You walk through towards where the job board was, and you look and you see a large statue that you didn't see, not because it wasn't there, but because you weren't quite paying attention. But you see a large statue of a dwarven figure in the center of this open area, this open market area.
Is there a placard?
I was just wondering.
For those interested, you walk over to the placard, and it says on it, Flint Firebeard died here and then arised here.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
X marks the spot, y'all.
I had like a little panic attack.
Yeah, me too.
Like, what? Oh my God, what? Russ? What a terrible Easter egg. Oh, never mind.
Right?
He did
die
here and then rise here. Yeah. Was that? That was around the table.
That was table.
That
yeah.
was tabletop.
So many years ago, we were just young, innocent D&D players, not knowing we had so many years ahead of us.
To finish that campaign.
to finish that campaign.
I forget who Flint was fighting. But yeah, it was like a one-on-one duel, and he got mowed down real fast.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, wow, this is our second time playing, and one of us has died already.
That's how it was supposed to work out. Look at where you are now.
Look at us now.
It goes on to describe the fact that he and his cohorts drove off a dragon who was attacking El Turol. And took on one of the heads of the Cult of the Dragon and perished at the blade of that head to be brought back by the town's clerics, thankfully, and go on and be pivotal in saving Faerun.
Seems like a pretty important guy.
I wonder if he knew he had a destiny to save the world.
Do you think this statue's to scale?
Huh. And I kind of stand back and look at it, and I assume it's very large.
It's large, yes.
Well, I mean, he's bigger than any dwarf I've ever seen, but I haven't met the man. Maybe he's a giant dwarf?
Well, I like the sound of that.
You make it to the job board, and you peruse through, and you see there are a couple caravans heading out. They don't say exactly where, but they say to meet town center on this day.
Right now at this time?
Right now near this time.
Oh, wow.
How fortuitous.
You head to town center and you see that there are several caravans. One with a female human who appears to be calling orders at the others. Who are working for her or with her, and another where a very regal man is seated high on top of a caravan wagon, and just kind of pointing down silently to the people loading up his wagon.
Okay, I say we find out where they're going before we make any decisions. But right away, I don't want to go with Snooty McSnooty Pants. I'd rather go with the loud woman.
You know, I was thinking the exact same thing. But you're right, you make a very good point. We should find out where they're going before we decide. Should we split up to go talk to them, or let's just go together? Let's just all go together.
Sure.
What do you think?
Sure, let's just, yeah.
You want to start with the worst one? I mean, do you want to start with the fancy?
Sure,
fancy
let's start with Mr. Fancy Pants.
Okay.
You walk over, and he doesn't really pay much attention to you as you walk up to the caravan.
I disagree. I have a noble background, and noble people recognize that I am one of their own, and they speak to me very respectfully, actually.
No one said
Boom.
He was noble.
Oh, he's just fancy.
He's just fancy pants.
Oh, well, I dislike him even more now.
Excuse me? Where are you and your caravan going?
He looks down his nose to you and says, "Who wants to know?"
The name's Moot. What's your name?
Victor.
All right, Vic, so where are you guys going?
Well, we are headed out towards Berdusk.
Ooh, I don't know where that one is. Is that east or north or south?
Well, we must travel east through Skornubel and then travel south towards Berdusk. Transfer to a ship of sorts and travel down the river.
Yeah, what you hauling here?
I am in the textile business.
Like linens?
Fabrics, linens,
damn,
clothing.
Damn, son, you're a linenery?
Not specifically a linenery.
Oh, are we talking all the way up? Lineology? The chemicals and mechanics of the creation of the linens?
Is there something obscure with your friend Moot?
No, that's pretty standard.
All right.
You're looking to hire some folks we saw on the bulletin board.
Right, yes. Of course, I am looking to hire somebody. What is your experience on the road?
Oh, well, we've been part of several caravans.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of those caravans got to their destination. So that must say something.
In one piece, at one point I even befriended an elemental.
You befriended an elemental whilst on, didn't strike it down to protect your caravan?
No, man, I juggled and then waved at it and it ran off.
It sounds like you perhaps are not the people that I'm looking for, but name your price and we shall see.
Okay, well, maybe...
Maybe you're not the caravan we're looking for. I storm away.
We were going to go check in with this other caravan first, but we'll come back and we'll let you know.
Joy of joys.
Maybe.
Guys, I don't think we're going to let him know.
Guys, he was even worse than I thought he was going.
God, if this girl's going west, I'm going to be so sad.
Me too. We go over to the rad shouting human woman.
Yeah.
As you walk up, she's saying, yeah, Arlo, just put that up over there, and then we'll get going here as quick as possible. Maybe some other people will join us. She turns around, and you three are standing right behind her. Whoa! Where'd you come from?
Oh, just over there. We were talking to that other guy.
Ooh.
We didn't like him much.
Yeah, Victor's kind of a tool.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a tool.
Yep.
Hey, what direction are you going in?
Well, we're going at least to Skornubel, and we'll see where we get jobs from there.
Well, I'm all, like, whatever you need. I think I can say for our friends here that we're here for you.
Now, look, usually there's, like, an interview process. I gotta get names. I gotta get backgrounds. I gotta call references.
Sally.
Oh, do you know Hillip?
Moot. Glim. That dude's a tool.
You know Hillip.
Well, we guarded his caravan.
Yes. Oh, and we managed not to kill him.
Yeah.
That is a...
I did shoot him in the arm.
Sully shot him.
I did.
Is that something that we're going to have to worry about? Is you shooting...
I don't know. Are you halfway as inept or as Hillip-y as Hillip is?
No.
Oh, then I think we're fine. I think if you know Hillip, you know he probably had it coming.
I am aware of Hillip.
He's teaching Zumba now.
Okay.
Great conversation.
So, what are you moving?
Well, we've got some spices and building materials to take over there. A few casks and chests that are being requested to be transported by a couple different businesses. Nothing really out
so
of the ordinary.
Just caravan stuff.
Yeah.
Just general.
Yeah, spices and ices. I say.
Just looking for a few extra hands. You know. Once we get to Skornubel, we'll see where it goes from there.
And what are your day rates?
Well, you tell me what you usually charge, and we'll see where we can go from there.
Do we, like,
Russ,
huddle?
Would, like, yeah, would 10 gold each per day be overshooting the mark? Or?
I have no idea.
Okay. Oh, no, well, because remember to go with circumference. It was going to, we agreed to 250. We thought that was swell for, like, the trip. So how far away is Scornuble?
Hold on. I want to get my currency better than I have been doing.
Press has been very commerce-driven these last couple episodes.
Yeah.
I'm not really
I know,
sure
it's freaking me out, man.
He's been muttering about the proletariat a lot.
Something about taxes and inflation
tipping
of
your
gold.
DM? Something
tipping
about that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Mm. Well, it's only about a five-day journey. I could probably pay, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of a couple gold a day per guard.
How about this? Couple gold a day for each of us, unless we have danger or fighting.
Okay.
In which case, it's more.
Okay. How?
Calm, peaceful trip. Two gold each a day.
Perfect. Provide you food as well.
For every person we have to slay in battle, an extra gold.
Oh, okay. For every person, an extra gold. Now, is that extra gold per person or an extra gold to the person who slays the thing or person?
I'd be more comfortable if we weren't putting people's lives. Could we just...
I did just assign a value to people's lives.
So that makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Fair enough.
What if there is fighting? It's double the rate.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
For every day there is some sort of altercation, double the rate. Seems fair.
And what's your name? We should probably... I know you said you don't have time to check references. And somehow we talked about Hillip, but I didn't actually get your name.
My name is Estrid. Estrid Gold.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Glim.
Nice to meet you, Glim.
Moot over here.
And Sully does a big bow. And Sullivan Slight.
Nice to meet you, all three of you. And welcome to Estrid's Caravan. It's the middle. The middle. Welcome back to it. How you doing, everybody?
We hope you're doing well.
We do.
Things are a little bit totally bonkers in the world right now.
I don't know
totally
if there's
bonkers.
A lot going
I think
on.
That is a very good description, Carla.
Yeah, and it's
unsettling.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm finding a lot of comfort in like. Listening to tons of podcasts and like,
yeah,
doing a lot of digital stuff and creeping on our Discord so I can like have human interactions.
Totally. Can you imagine what it would be like being kind of quarantined back before the internet, before Netflix?
Oof.
I'd like us all just stop for a moment and realize.
Let's just really think about
pretty
bad.
My VHS copy of Mallrats would have got quite the workout.
Right? I was thinking even before then, but yes, yeah, way back.
Wow.
But we have a lot to be grateful for in this time, like all the wonderful people that we can meet on our online socials to help create those social connections.
Absolutely. A big thing, a big question that pops up all over the place is, you know, will this affect release schedules? Will this affect anything like that? We want you to know that we, as Dungeons & Dragons, will be releasing still every Wednesday. We've got episodes banked for the next several weeks and continue to release because we record all separately anyways. So social distancing and all that sort of stuff, not a big deal for getting our show put together and put out. So we are here for you to hopefully give you a little bit of a respite and a little bit of
comedy
and distraction and
a little slice of like your normal routine.
Yeah.
And if you find that you're having trouble finding people to talk about who like kind of the same sort of thing, Dungeons
and Dragons.
Or people
to talk to. You don't need to talk about them.
That's
more
what I meant.
We prefer you didn't talk about people because you're not really that kind of person. No. You're the kind of person that like wants to connect, not like...
I mean...
Like trash talk or anything.
That's thanks, guys. That's more what I meant. Talk to is we have an amazing community over on Discord, which it's open to everybody, anybody and everybody. We do mention it oftentimes with our Patreon. There are some bonus things that come with Patreon, but it's open to everybody. Everybody who listens, there's always a link down in the description that you can go click on and come join us over in Discord. And there's some amazing people who are getting together and playing games, meeting each other and having just a great time. Forgetting about the crazy for a bit, it seems, whenever they pop in there. And sometimes I think that's just what we need is
a place to post pictures of your pets and your food.
Totally. Or food that you've baked or cooked.
Yeah, I do want to say, because I feel like if we weren't doing this, I would have no idea what Discord was. So fair. Discord, because I'm an elder millennial, it's just like either an app on your phone or on your computer or whatever. And it's like just chatting and posting pictures and stuff. But it's like not a close community.
Yeah, remember
but
like Yahoo kind of chat like rooms?
Exactly. Yes. It's like a self-selected close community. So it's all just kind of like the best people. So if you haven't checked it out and you're stuck at home, check it out.
Like when you pop into a new Discord, people say, hey, welcome.
Yeah.
They do. We do.
Yeah.
I try and monitor it like every moment. And every time I see someone new pop in there, I try to make sure that they are welcomed and say, you know, what you can check out. And everybody else piles on after that with just warm, inviting hugs and handshakes in an emoji fashion, because that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
But yes, please do. If you're feeling like you need someone to talk with or to, come join us on Discord and just know that we're going to be here releasing episodes all through this until everything settles down, hopefully sooner than later, but you never know. So we'll be here for you and give you some laughs. So thank you for being here with
thank
us.
You. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
And as always, if you are ever feeling super stressed out or anxious or anything like that in these crazy times, do seek help. Do go talk to somebody. There are tons of, depending on where you are in this big wide world, there are tons of helplines that you can call and people you can talk to. But the most important part is when you're feeling alone and isolated to reach out and to make sure that you're taking care of your own mental health first. Because we love you and we want you to be happy and healthy.
All that said, we will link some of those numbers down in the bottom for the major countries that we know that are listened to and ways that you can find those if you need to. So again, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
We love you.
Love you. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Cover your cough. Mwah.
All that. We'll get you back to the episode and we'll talk to you this time next week. Bye, everybody.
Can we help you load up?
Please do.
I start to grab the spices and stuff that are around.
Moving heavy things and putting
I start
them
to sing the hit single in El Churral right now, which is down in the west, favorite town of El Churral, I fell in love with a
great Marty Robbins pull.
Cerulean girl.
I start crab clawing shit all over the place into the back of this caravan.
How many times do you think Moot would, during the course of loading up, there's a fair amount of things to still load up, would start and stop his mage hand?
Well, let's see here. It lasts for 1 minute, so he'd probably do it, I don't know, 3 or 4 times at least.
All right. We're going to say that it just fires, man. 3 to 4 times. One of those times is going to be a magic surge. So roll me percentile dice, please.
Okie dokie. Come on, taller.
Is there one where it just makes him taller?
You know, the way that spell works, you will never be as tall. Even if you get taller, you will never be as tall as you were before.
You'd be like an eighth of an inch.
What if I got taller twice?
Could
he surpass how tall he was, but never be?
You diminished by 7, right?
I can't remember.
I think it was 7.
Like that, yeah.
But yeah, every on odd numbers, I think it was you get smaller. On even numbers, you get taller. So, no way to get exactly as tall as you were.
Okay. 78.
This is very exciting. I like this random chance. It's very exciting.
This is a story we're telling here. 78.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So you're loading up. No, this is how this works. You're loading up. The two of you, Sully and Glim, you see Moot just casting Mage Hand all willy-nilly all over the place.
He's so fucking confident.
You know, you're loading boxes in, you kind of turn around, and then you hear just a pop. Then you hear the sound of a sheep. You turn around, and where you thought you saw Moot, you now see a sheep.
Oh no.
Glim.
Oh no.
Glim. Oh. Does he have his gear on? Like, did it form to his body?
No, he's a sheep. Everything gets sheeped into him.
Okay, so it just absorbs kind of like wild shape. Oh my god. Is that Moot?
Oh god.
Moot. So I go over. Sully has his barnyard animals mixed up.
Moot, are you? Is that you? Are you?
I think he's trying to say Moot.
Can you nod if it's you?
You have the intelligence of a sheep, I think.
Which happened to be the most intelligent animal target in the world.
Hit points, as long as limited. The creature is limited to the actions it can perform by the nature of its new form, and it can't speak, cast spells, or take any other action that requires hand or speech.
I have some dried fruit in my bag, and I bring it out, and I feed it to Moot. Oh, I kind of like him like this.
Well, he's not going to help us load the rest of the caravan, but he is very soft.
Do you think he's going to wander away if he's...
I don't know. I don't know how sheepy he is, and I'm trying to, like, look in his eyes. Like,
there's nothing there.
He's got those weird sheep eyes.
Nothing going on behind their eyes.
Roll insight or animal handling or something. So, Moot, your statistics, including mental ability scores, are replaced by the chosen beast.
15.
Perfect. You retain your alignment and personality, however, so use that as you will.
So if you had thumbs, you'd be writing shit down right now.
You're not an evil sheep, I guess.
15.
18.
15 and 18. And we're rolling for...
Animal handling?
Animal handling. Okay.
You spend some time with this sheep, and Estrid comes over and she says, "Where did your friend go?"
We look down at sheep Moot.
By this point, like you're sure, but you're not sure. Like there's still question. Like the fact that he's just gone, and you know that some weird shit can happen with him. You're pretty sure that this is probably Moot.
I think he accidentally turned himself into a sheep.
Well, how long is he going to be a sheep for?
Well, hopefully not long. But if I'm being totally honest, I really don't.
Well, because, I mean, he did make himself shorter that one time, and I think he's short or forever.
So I might be paying a sheep to guard...
Oh, no, you do not have to pay
you
him.
Don't... As long as he's a sheep, you don't have to. Although, if he does help in a battle as a sheep,
he does deserve the two gold.
Right.
Yeah. But otherwise, no charge for the sheep.
And also, sorry, I know this seems really unprofessional.
Okay, well, maybe load your sheep, friend, into the wagon. Unless you want your new sheep friend to pull the wagon.
Oh my god, can I ride him? Glim, please, can I ride him?
I don't,
Sheep are big. Sully's a halfling. I rode a goat one time.
Physics are I there. Guess.
Come on, I rode that goat
I guess
that one
ask
time.
And then, it doesn't seem, I mean, just be nice about it?
Oh no, totally, absolutely. And I give him some more dried fruit.
I guess if Moot the sheep lets you ride him, then you can ride Moot the sheep, right?
Yeah, okay. I hop on his back.
Moot, what happens?
Just kind of lazily stroll forward.
Oh, he's letting me do it. Oh, this is great.
I'm so jealous.
I'm scratching you behind the ears. I'm trying to be a good ride-along companion. We're going for a ride-along.
You hear Estrid call out. It's like, all right, we're all loaded up. Everybody on board.
All right, get a dog, little longy.
You get out of the city in a ways about an hour from when you previously had seen Moot. And beneath you, you hear the same. And below you is Moot on all fours.
Oh, hey there. Hey there, buddy.
Hey, Sully. You can get off me now.
Okay, dismounting. And I clamber off of you and I help you up. Thanks, you took me a long ways. You must be real tired.
It's hard to keep track of time when you're a sheep. How long were we going for?
About an hour or so.
Oh, wow. All right. Did you have fun at least?
It one of the best days of my life, man.
The dried fruit was really tasty, so I appreciate that.
We were a little worried it would be like the shorter thing, and you might be a sheep forever.
I would have kept you, though, and taken real good care of you. I just
of
want
course,
you to know that.
Of course we would have.
Oh, that, you guys are so sweet. I didn't know if I would not be a sheep in the future.
And probably when you were a sheep, you didn't even care if you were a sheep. You were probably to be a sheep.
I was really just all about that dried fruit.
Hmm. I feel like we should tell Estrid that you're back. Fully functioning. Bipedal.
And ready to be action. Paid.
Perfect. Wait, was I not getting paid as a sheep?
Well, no, we didn't think it was very fair.
No, because you weren't contributing a lot.
But I gave Sully a ride.
I gave you dried fruit, man. Seemed like a fair trade.
You know what? Fair point.
You head up to the front of the caravan where Estrid is seated atop. I'm assuming you're going slowly, so you can just kind of jog up to the front there. Yeah. I know how caravans work.
Well, they're probably not speeding along at breakneck. So.
Yeah, it does seem like you'd want to save the horses, you know?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Go at a reasonable pace.
Sure. She looks down and says, oh, your friend's back.
Yeah. Hey, Estrid.
Does that happen a lot where you just are there and then you're a sheep?
First time for that one.
Yeah. Cool. Didn't put that one on the old resume, did you?
As I said, it hadn't happened before.
Right.
Didn't know it was a thing.
Well, now you know. We'll see how it goes. All right. Just keep a watch out. Don't turn into a sheep again.
I'll let you know if I do.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Interesting bunch. You travel for the better part of a day and night. And on the second day, you're passing by the road comes back to a bend in a river, and you're passing by. Everybody stops and fills up their water skins carries back along the way. And as you get back and further away from the river, you see up ahead of you a group of people in a caravan as well, slowly coming down the road, not really moving to either side to allow passage as they get closer to you. They're out of earshot currently, but normally everybody has kind of, you know, anybody else you pass, gives way for each
other. You do the polite thing where you hug the shoulder a little bit, they hug the shoulder a little bit.
Yep. And as you get close enough to see kind of faces on them, you see them kind of nodding to each other and nodding up to your group there. And everybody make an insight check.
8.
15.
11.
Moot and Glim, you are the first to kind of notice a bit of vague hostility among the group and in their gestures towards your group. Estrid calls down and says, anything wrong up there?
Nothing yet, but, you know, just play it by ear.
Do you recognize them? They seem They don't seem to like us.
Well, no, I don't recognize any of them from a distance. Let's kind of just scoot off to the side here and see what happens. I guess. Just be prepared. You might be earning double the wage today if it goes sideways. They move their caravan over and proceed cautiously towards the group ahead of you. What are the three of you doing?
I've got my... what is it? I've got my... I'm walking with what looks like my hands in my pockets, but I've got my daggers. I'm gripping the handles, and I'm just, like, ready for action. It's been a while since Sully's had a good brawl, so.
Okay. Readied weapons. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think, like, so I would have my war pick probably strapped to my back, and I'm not going to take it off my back, because that seems aggressive.
Sure, yeah.
But I am ready if I need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Moot's got his feather necklace in his fist. Just, you know, being ready in case anything happens.
Perfect. The closer you get within shouting distance, and they still make no call to you. They do veer more towards your line of path, though.
Ugh, so rude.
Really? Rude.
Are we supposed to wait for Estrid to talk to them since she's the caravan leader?
She's kind of calling and motioning for her caravan to slow down. She says, come on back here to you three. You want to earn double, or should we just go talk them down here? Because they seem like they want something.
Well, we could talk to them first to see. Maybe they just all had a bad sleep or something.
That's right. Let's use some diplomatics.
All right. The three of you want to take that, or you need hand coming down there? Because I can certainly come talk to them.
Well, we can give it a try, right, guys?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. Maybe they need to hear about Bahamut.
Oh, that is a great idea, Moot. Oh,
nothing perks me up like the story of Bahamut.
Chatting about the B-Man.
You are so right, and I start just like striding very purposefully towards them. Hello! Hello, it is so great to see you. I have great news to share with you.
You see two men seated up in the front there. There's a couple down off to either side of this wagon that's coming close to you. You see one of them in the front, you know, move his hand back in between the curtains of the wagon, and he says, what you folks carrying?
Oh, just, you know, spices and casks and just normal caravan stuff. What are you folks carrying?
Well, we just got off a job, actually, and just looking for our next one.
Oh, I thought it might be casks of grumpy juice, because you all seem a little bit out of sorts.
Yeah, that's just my face.
And a handsome face it is, my friend. You know what? A little ways back there was someone who's traveling in this same direction. Victor, I think. Okay. Anyways, you might want to hit him up.
He was looking for some extra people.
Great, great. You guys are headed to, at the very least, Scornoobl if you're headed this way, no?
I think that was, on the list.
Right.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Leonard.
You're heading to El Tyrol.
Well, we were headed back that way, but, if Victor's coming, you find folks look like you have a job that needs possible handing off, we might just have found our next job.
Well, before we get to that, can I tell you about a really great guy named Bahamut?
No, we don't want to hear about Bahamut.
I have some pamphlets. I could... teach, or if you're more interested in sort of like getting in touch with the Lord in a more physical way, I could put on a little quick Zumba class for you guys, or
we do a daily Zumba class.
Oh, you have
on
not
this caravan.
Lived until you've Zumba'd to the teachings of Bahamut.
Two crossbow bolts shoot out from inside the wagon. One narrowly misses you, Glim. The other flies back and towards the caravan and sticks like in the wood right near where Estrid is.
Why'd you go and fucking do that?
Oh, well, they're a bad shot, but get in closer and we might have a better chance.
Oh, I'll get in closer. I want to stab him.
So that's a no on the Bahamut then.
I'll get you guys later. You're going to want to hear about it before you go meet him.
Jesus, do people meet Bahamut when they die?
Maybe.
In Glim's world, probably.
Yeah.
Seemed threatening.
I liked it.
The fabric covering the wagon peels back. There are two men with crossbows inside. The two men down on the ground pull long swords out from the wagon itself. And the two sitting up front draw daggers. Roll for initiative.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So there are 15. Six of
them. Oh, my God. I'm plus 5 initiative. I love Sully so much. 18. Watch. Carla's going to be like 27.
I got 20. I'm sorry.
I knew it.
I'm sorry. I don't have a good plus on this character. It's just a good roll.
14 for Moot.
Glim, you're up first.
Okay. Have I ever fought as this character? Maybe.
Yeah, you have.
There was a
gross
duel
bats.
Versus circumference.
Gross mud bats.
Oh, yeah, the mud bats.
Okay. So I am going to pull. How far away are they?
I guess we walked up.
We're in speaking distance.
Yeah, and they were still moving towards you. So you were definitely within any sort of range to reach any number of them.
You know, why not start with a bang? And by a bang, I mean a stream of fire.
Perfect.
This is fun. I feel like I've never even used my breath weapon. Maybe I have.
I don't know.
So I am going to, yes, release my breath weapon,
okay,
which is fire. So it's a 5x30-foot line. So I'm going to aim that at the caravan because I'd like to set the caravan on fire. Because fuck these people. Don't want to hear about Bahamut.
Yeah. So kind of direction to the two in front who you were talking to.
Yeah.
Hitting the caravan.
So dex saving throw.
12 and an 11.
So 11.
I guess
does not beat, 12 does beat, but they still will get half damage.
The two in the caravan with the crossbows would probably be in that as well. And that's a 13 and a 10.
Okay, so the 10 also fails. Kay. So full damage is 7. So two of them get 7 damage, and then the other two get 3, I guess, or 4. I don't know how we...
Perfect. Okay.
And then I also pull my war pick, so I am ready.
As your breath, like, we're going to say that it goes like almost the full 30 feet right up this path and explodes into the caravan. They jump out, the four of them that are in the wagon, jump out and down to the ground, letting out screams as they're patting out fire on their clothes. The caravan, the wagon itself, is set ablaze. And if that's all, then it's Sully's turn.
Yay! Sully sees Glim, like, just fucking, and he looks down at his daggers and is like, sheaths them, and then from his pack pulls out the scroll and and is like, hold on a second. And then starts to, do I have to like make up what this scroll says? And he starts to mumble the words on the scroll, and then takes the little vial that's attached to it with a little bauble. Because it's from baubles and such.
Mm-hmm.
And like squeezes a little bit out and casts, he has no idea, but he casts vitriolic sphere.
So how does this spell describe itself?
So it says it has one charge. Yeah. One action ranges 150 feet. It's instantaneous. I point at a location within range. So I point in the center of...
It would have had some sort of somatic, you know, do this at this point.
Probably a finger. That's the point. So I point as I mumble, and a glowing 1-foot ball of emerald acid streaks there and explodes in a 20-foot radius.
Okay.
Each creature in that area must make a dexterity saving throw.
I mean, that's everybody.
I'm glad I went first, because this is way cooler than my fire breath that I thought was so great.
Fire and acid.
Sully has no idea.
So 12, 15, they fucked with the wrong people. 10, 18, and 10, 19. So like half save, half don't.
Okay. So on a failed save, the creature takes 10d4 acid damage and 5d4 acid damage at the end of its next turn. But on a successful save, the creature takes half the initial damage and no damage. So I've got 2, 4, 6.
So many d4.
8. And then I'll roll 2 more.
Yep, roll away.
You know what I like about this? If you were really in this situation and you had this very powerful weapon, you would totally use it.
Sure, sure. Why not? When else are you going to use
you're
it?
You're not... Exactly.
Yeah. You're not waiting for a bigger fight later on. This is a fight that's happening right now and when is a big fight.
When you've got a vitriolic sphere, everything looks like...
27.
A target?
That's full damage?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
And Sully has no clue. He's just... He stole it?
Finger points.
Or whatever.
Emerald sphere shoots out from his hand as he's busy, like, trying to read this as he's, like, pointing, not really paying attention, hits the caravan wagon and explodes, and you see acid shoot up and out. Fortunately, none of your friends had rushed over there yet. And strike each of the 6 men. 3 of them... all of them let out cries of pain as you see their skin begin to bubble and their clothes begin to melt away. 3 of them, from your point of view, at the very least go unconscious, if not die, in front of you. The other 3 are trying to peel it off of them, trying to wipe off this acid as they run into the fields beside and away from you.
Sully looks at the scroll, looks at his finger, rolls the scroll back up slowly, and puts it in his bag, and then whistles the down in the West Bay room town of Elter.
And Moot, who had taken like 2 steps towards their caravan, just like stops cold and turns around real slow, like...
I think everyone stops and turns around and looks real slow.
You look back and you see Estrid, and she's reaching into her pocket and just starts counting out gold, being like, don't know if I'm going to have enough for that one, but we'll see when we get there. Okay, everybody?
The intro and extra music Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. All other music, sound effects, and ambience can be found at epidemicsound.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers Christian Brown, Creighton's Raven, Devin Michaels, Gabriel Lynch, Jacob Madden, Joshua Dixon, Cat Waterflame, and Skull King 20. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you get exclusive content, including an entire exclusive campaign, Dungeons Downtime episodes, early access to our new show Facing Fate, as well as a whole slew of other amazing bonus exclusive content. Visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast to check it out today. Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Magenta Presents, a new horror anthology hosted by me, Madame Magenta. We begin with the 5-part miniseries Ghosted, starring Beth Eyre and Lucy Roslin. Perched on a rain-battered cliff edge is a former lighthouse.
It's a charming, quirky boutique hotel.
Owner and sole occupant Beth has spent months renovating, absorbing its essence into her bones.
It's an old building. You'll get used to it.
But to Beth's horror, her first guest is a figure from a past she has tried to forget.
Kira?
Beth?
What the fuck?
Face to face for the first time in years, the pair must reckon with old mistakes, old grievances.
Beth, speak to me.
Shut up.
And something else.
Oh, I can't bear it. What is that noise?
Because the lighthouse has a past, too.
Beth.
He's right there. Why is there blood on your hands?
We need to get out of here.
Kira! Kira!
I can still see him!
Subscribe to Magenta Presents wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon, fans of the esoteric. Bye!